Chapter 3 Sleepover.
Aloha, said Jack and Annie.
Where did you come from?
A pretty woman asked.
Frog,
Annie started, but Jack broke in.
From over the mountains, he said quickly.
He pointed at the mountains looming in the distance.
We are glad you have come to visit us, the woman said.
Everyone smiled and nodded.
They're all amazingly nice, Jack thought.
The music started again. As people began to dance, Kama took Annie's hand.
Sit and talk with us, she said.
She and Boka led Jack and Annie to the edge of the clearing. They sat cross-legged in the grass. Kama picked up a wooden bowl. She held it out.
Please eat,
she said.
What is it?
Asked Annie.
It is poi, said Kama.
She scooped some poi out of the bowl and licked it off of her fingers.
You eat it with your hands? Cool, said Annie.
She stuck her fingers in the bowl and licked off the poi.
Good.
Jack stuck his finger in the bowl, too. The gooey mixture felt like peanut butter, but when he licked it off his finger, it had a weird taste, both bitter and sweet.
He
said, but he made a face.
He doesn't like it,
Kama said to Boka.
No,
said Jack. He tried to think of something polite.
It's very interesting.
Kama and Boka giggled. Then they stuck their fingers in the bowl and ate some poi.
Interesting,
they exclaimed. They cracked up laughing. Jack and Annie laughed with them.
Now, tell us about your home over the mountains, said Kama. This place you call Frog.
Kama's friendly smile made Jack want to tell her the truth.
It's actually called Frog Creek, he said. It's very far away, much farther than just over the mountains. We traveled here in a magic tree house.
Kama's and Boka's eyes got huge. They smiled even bigger smiles than before.
That sounds fun, said Kama.
You are so lucky, said Boka.
Jack and Annie laughed.
Yeah, we are,
said Jack. He felt great telling their new friends about the treehouse. He and Annie had never talked about it with their friends back home.
Can you stay here tonight? Asked Kama.
Jack shrugged.
Sure, we can stay at least one night, he said.
Kama hurried over to the pretty woman. They spoke together for a moment. Then Kama returned to Jack and Annie.
Our mother invites you to sleep at our house, she said.
Great, said Annie. Thanks.
Jack and Annie stood up. In the gray twilight, they followed Kama and Boka through the village. They wove between small huts with steep roofs until Kama stopped in front of one.
This is our house, she said.
The hut had no door, just a wide entrance that opened into one large room. Kama and Boka led Jack and Annie inside. In the dim light, Jack could barely see the dried grass walls and the woven grass mats on the dirt floor.
Where do we sleep?
He asked.
Here,
said Boka. He and Kama lay down on the mats. Annie pulled off her lei and shoes, then she lay down too.
Oh,
said Jack.
Okay.
He took off his shoes and wreath of flowers. He used his backpack as a pillow when he lay down. The warm wind rustled the palm leaves outside. Music drifted in from the party.
The ocean is calling,
said Kama. Jack could barely hear the waves in the distance.
Tomorrow we will take you wave riding, said Boka.
You mean surfing?
Said Annie.
Yes,
said Kama.
Cool, said Jack.
But he wasn't sure he meant it. Surfing actually seemed pretty scary.
Kama seemed to hear his thoughts. Don't worry, she said. We'll have fun.
No kidding, said Annie.
Soon Jack heard steady breathing. The other kids had fallen asleep.
Oh, darn, we forgot to ask them about building a ship, he thought. I guess we'll have to do that tomorrow.
Jack closed his eyes and yawned. Soon he, too, was fast asleep.